I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on tuning into the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when showing up, doing the work, and putting yourself out there has not resulted in the success you expected. We put all this together, throw a huge dose of what I call personal initiative, the go-getterness to make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen, all of this together. You have the mindset and the podcast that we call Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on being here today. Today's topic, we're talking hard work. Now, I think there's a lot of hardworking individuals who listen to this podcast. There are hardworking people who show up every day and work on your games, your business game, your relationship game, your just being a better person game, your sports game. We all work on our games every single day. I want you to understand something about hard work, though. Hard work is not hard work if it's comfortable. It's not hard, quote unquote, if it's comfortable work. Now, what you did yesterday was hard. If you did it, now it's no longer hard. Then it becomes easy. See, the definitions of hard and easy that I'm going to use here today, and I use in many places. Hard means you haven't done it before or you believe you cannot do it. That's hard. You have not done it before or you believe you cannot do it. You have not achieved it yet. It's hard because you haven't yet done it. Easy means you've done it before. If you've done something before, then it's easy because you have achieved it. You know what it feels like to go through the action and achieve that outcome, whatever that outcome happens to be. It's easy to make a layup if you've made one before. It's hard to make a layup if you've never made one before. But as soon as you make one, now it's easy because now you have proven to yourself that you are capable of doing it. Once you prove to yourself you're capable of doing something, it becomes easy. And now if you're going to be in that field or in that area, whatever that thing happens to be, now is your responsibility to keep doing this. If you play a sport and you play better than everybody in the gym for one day, now you've proven that it's easy. You've proven that you are capable of doing it. It may not necessarily be easy as in you can do it without much effort, but you have proven to yourself that you're capable and you prove to everybody else in the room that you're capable of doing it. Now, if you do anything less, now people are looking at you like you're letting them down because you showed what you're capable of, but then you're not doing it. You're not doing something that should come easily to you. Again, easily as I'm defining it here today. Again, today's topic is It's not hard work if it's comfortable. If you've done it before, that means you're comfortable with it. Your body has seen it. Your mind has seen it. You have experienced it. Now, I'm going to explain in detail what I mean here today as we get into our points. Number one, going to your next level. You want to get to the next level in anything you do, whether that is in the business world, as a person, in your sport, anything you're doing. I had an episode, Going to a New Level, episode number 53 from back in May 27th of 2016. You can listen to that at dreallday.com/53, Getting to a New Level. When you go to your new level, you know what that means? That means what you're doing right now is not enough. What you're doing right now, the person you are right now, the results you are producing, I mean today, at this exact moment, the results you are producing are not enough when you get to a new level. The next level you go to, if you're in high school right now, what you're doing in high school is not going to be enough for you going to college. Academically, athletically, socially, what you're getting by with or what you're thriving with, you could be dominating right now with what you're doing at your current level. When you get to the next level, that will no longer be enough. Because if what you're doing right now was enough for you to be at the next level, you would already be at that next level. Let me say that one more time. I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying. If what you are doing right now, even if you are dominating, you could be the best near and far. You don't even know anyone who's close to you. If you want to get to a new level, if you want to get to the next level from where you are, if you even recognize that there is a next level, if you want to get there, what you're doing right now, who you're being right now, the results you're producing right now are not enough. Because if they were, you would already be at that next level. So to get to the next level, something has to change. Something has to be different other than you just continuing to do what you've been doing. Michael Jordan, when he had enrolled in the University of North Carolina to go to college, Michael Jordan had been the man in high school. He had proven himself pretty well. He was a McDonald's All-American. Everyone knew that this guy had game, and he was going to North Carolina to play for legendary coach Dean Smith. The assistant coach in North Carolina at the time, one of the assistant coaches, was a guy by the name of Roy Williams. Roy is the head coach now, but he was the assistant coach back then. And he said to Michael, he said, Michael, you know, coming here to North Carolina, you're going to have to work a whole lot harder here than you did in high school. And Michael said, hey, coach, no problem whatsoever. I'm going to work just as hard as everybody else. And Roy Williams retorted to Michael. He said, well, Michael, do you want to be like everybody else? I believe maybe it was a rhetorical question. Roy never said, or at least where I was watching it, they didn't show if Roy said Michael said anything back. I don't think he did. I think he got his point across just by asking that rhetorical question. Do you want to be like everybody else by doing what everybody else is doing? And Roy's original point was, is what you were doing in high school that made you the man in high school, that won't make you the man here, because this is a new level that you're at. And all of you, you want to go to the next level, a new level, create a new level from where you are right now. If you plan on getting better, I don't think you'd be listening to a podcast called Work on Your Game if you just want to stay where you are, because it just wouldn't even jibe with your mindset. So for you to get to a new level, understand that what you're doing now, even if you're doing amazing at it, you got to take it to a new level and ask yourself, you got to challenge yourself. Is there a new level? And if so, what is it? And if you need some help with that, again, listen to episode number 53, Getting to a New Level at dreallday.com/53. Point number two, today's topic again, is not hard work if it's comfortable. Number two, fighting complacency. This is a challenge for all of us at different times. We had this challenge of complacency. We just get comfortable with where we are. We're not really that motivated or excited to push ourselves. We don't want to go any harder because it's hard work to work hard. Working hard is hard work. And we all know this. And we all go through bouts of complacency. For some of us, it goes a little bit deeper than others. For some of us, it lasts longer than others. Some of us have ways of getting over it. Some of us are still trying to figure it out. The great news is that we're all listening to the Work on Your Game podcast. To fight complacency, sometimes you just need the right people around you. You can fight complacency with the right people around you. And this does not make you weak to need the right people around you to fight complacency, because human beings, we're social creatures. Anything we're going to be successful at, we're going to be successful at something, we're going to need some people around, whether that's people who are going to buy our product, people who are going to watch us do our thing, people who are going to listen to our podcast, read our emails, buy our books, whatever it happens to be. If you're going to achieve in life, it's probably going to involve other people in some way, shape, or form. If you're in a business, you're going to need people to work for your company. You're going to need people to sell your products or your services or your goods too. Having the right people around you can help you fight complacency. But who are these right people? Let's be clear on who they are. You need people who are better than you. You need to get people around you, somehow around you, who are better than you, people who will push you by demand. or people who will push you by example. See, the people who push you by demand would be your boss or a coworker or a workout buddy or a coach or a consultant who you hire. Those are people who push you by demand, basically meaning they can come to you directly and say, listen, this is what you need to do. Do it right now. Let's get started on doing it at this exact moment just because I said so. Those are people who push you by demand. And then there are people who push you by example. So, for example, if you are a fan of Chris Paul, James Harden, basketball players, you can see what they're doing and see how they work on their games or maybe listen to an interview. Maybe they'll say something that motivates you. Those people can push you by example because they're sharing their example. They may not even know you exist, but because of their example of what they're doing, how they're living, how they're working on their game, that'll push you to do the exact same thing. Now, a lot of people, here's the thing. A lot of people think they can get through life and they'll be successful and they don't need to do any more than be pushed by example. Okay, well, I can follow this person on YouTube and I can listen to the Work On Your Game podcast. And, you know, I'm a fan of this person over here and this guy who lives around the corner from me, he's doing great things. And my next door neighbor, he has his own business, so I can maybe pick his brain here and there. People think they're going to go through life being pushed by example and that will be enough. I beg to differ. I think most people, most human beings, and I'm going to explain to you why, would do a whole lot of benefit to themselves by being pushed by demand. Pushed by demand meaning you have someone who tasks themselves. Hopefully you ask them to task themselves. They don't just do it, but maybe they will just do it. That'll help a lot of people too. They task themselves with pushing you, saying, okay, this is where you're at. This is where you need to go now. This is the next step that needs to be taken. You're going to get to the next level. This is what we're going to do. Listen, we're going to do this right now, and nothing else is happening until this gets done. I was reading a book, Living with a SEAL, Jesse Itzler. He talked about having a Navy SEAL live with him in New York for, I don't remember, I think it was 30 days. The SEAL lived with him. And the very first day, Navy SEAL takes Jesse down into the gym of his building where he lives. And the SEAL says, okay, get on this pull-up bar and do as many pull-ups as you can. I just want to see where you are with pull-ups. And Jesse did maybe 6 pull-ups, something like that. And the SEAL says, okay, well, I want you to get up to 10. So if you need to do one at a time, do one at a time, but keep going until you get up to doing 10 pull-ups. So Jesse has a struggle and strain because he didn't usually do pull-ups. He finally gets to doing 10 pull-ups and his arms are like dead tired. Like, man, I never did that many pull-ups ever in my life in one day. Then the Navy SEAL says, listen, Jesse, we're not leaving this gym until you do 100 pull-ups. I don't care how long it takes. And Jesse he did it one at a time and it took him a long time and his arms were like dead. He could barely move. He did those 100 pull-ups. I'm telling you that story to tell you this. He was pushed by demand. He invited that SEAL to live with him for 30 days to push him. That was the reason why he brought that guy there, to push him. Some of you may have a teacher who you didn't ask the teacher to push you, but the teacher is pushing you, or maybe a teacher in your past, or a parent. You didn't ask your parent to push you, but the parent pushed you, or a coach. If you join a team, there's an implicit agreement you're making that this coach is going to push you. Maybe you never came to the coach and said explicitly, hey, can you push me and force me to work harder and scream and yell at me and critique me and tell me what I can do better, even when I think I'm the greatest person on the planet? They're going to push you by demand because of your proximity to this person. They're going to push you and they're going to take the initiative to just push you. Even if you didn't ask for it, even if sometimes you are not so receptive and open to it, they're just going to push you by demand. A lot of people would benefit from being pushed by demand. The problem with being pushed by demand is that there is an investment that needs to be made. And it's not just the investment of money. Sometimes you got to invest in money. If you hire a coach or hire a consultant, yeah, you got to invest money to have that person push you. But it's worth the investment because it's going to make you a better individual, a more well-rounded and more valuable person. And you'll make the money back that you invested in no time. A lot of people don't really understand that. And if you don't understand that, then what you need to do is go listen to my episode where I talked about the 5 forms of investment, episode number 609. That's at dreallday/609. The 5 forms of investment, what they mean, and how you can start making those investments ASAP, not today, but yesterday. Problem with people getting pushed by demand is not only the investment that people use as an excuse to not get themselves pushed, but it's also not just the money investment, rather, but it's the time investment. Knowing that a person who's pushing you by demand is not going to let you just get to it when you get to it. Okay, you need to get this done within the next week. You need to do this right now. When that Navy SEAL said to Jesse in the book, you're going to do 100 pull-ups right now. What if Jesse just had bought a program that says do 100 pull-ups, but Jesse was only capable of doing 6? Would he have done all 100 that day in the gym? Maybe, maybe not. Let me just ask the audience, the average human being, just from your, in your opinion, would they have done 100 on their own? Probably not. A person who can only do 6, now a person who could do 50 may have gotten to 100. Now a person who can only do 6 is probably not staying in the gym to do 100. I mean, why? What do they have to gain and who's going to make them do it? Exactly. So it's the time investment. A person who is pushing you by demand will set the time for you. They will give you a deadline to get something done, and now you got to get it done. In basketball, we would run suicides. Any of you have played any sport, you know what running suicides is. And if you don't know, you don't need to really understand it, but just understand this. When we ran suicides in practice, the coach would put a certain amount of time on the clock, 30 seconds, for example, and say, okay, you need to complete this suicide in 30 seconds. If anyone does not complete the suicide in 30 seconds, this is the whole team lined up. If anyone doesn't finish it in 30 seconds, everybody's doing it again. That's the time limit. Now, if you took that whole team and said, let's just have a workout with the team, but there's no coach, there's no one pushing them by demand, maybe they'll still do suicides, but there may not be a clock. Maybe somebody will come up short of beating the clock, but nobody's going to make them do it all over again. No one's going to make the whole team do it all over again. Maybe you'll have a leader who will, but there's a chance that it won't happen. When the coach is in there, you got their accountability. Time. They will force you to do things on a deadline that they set, not at the time that you get to it. When we are left to push ourselves, sometimes we don't push as hard as we possibly could. Can we all agree to that? There's the investment of energy. If you're going to be pushed by demand, someone's going to demand energy from you when you don't really feel like you have energy. In that same book, Living with the Seal, Jesse would be sleeping and the Navy SEAL will wake him up at crazy hours of the morning and force him to go outside running because Jesse does these ultra marathons and Navy SEAL did also. So the SEAL would push him to do some running at times. He didn't feel like it when it was freezing cold outside because he's living in New York. They're running in Central Park in the wintertime. Energy. Listen, when it comes to investing, pushing by demand is not just about money. It's more about the time. It's more about the energy. It's more about the attention, the focus, just the force of will that you must bring out of yourself that you would never push yourself to bring out of you when you're being pushed by demand. See, when you're being pushed by example, those things can help. But see, all you have is the example. Then you're going to be left to pull more of your will out. And when you're being pushed by demand, it's the demand of the person who's pushing you. Their will create your will. They are forcing you to pull your will out. When you are being pushed by example, meaning you're just going to read this book or you're just going to listen to this podcast, or you're just going to watch this video and say, okay, I'm going to push myself. You have to pull out a whole lot more will out of yourself than if you're being pushed by demand. The question is, do you have that much will to pull out of you? And if you're not sure, guess what? There's an episode of the Work on Your Game podcast where I talk about the question of will versus the question of skill. It's episode number 523. Which you can listen to at DreAllDay/523. Point number three, today's topic again, is not hard work if it's comfortable. Hard work, people, is not easy. Y'all know that, right? Hard work is not easy. So if you go to the gym and work out and it seemed pretty easy, you didn't work too hard. If you're working on your business and at the end of the day, you're not dead tired, you didn't work that hard. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you messed up or you're doing your business a disservice. Maybe not every single day is going to be super hard for you. Maybe you're just following the process. You're just following the system, as I detailed in yesterday's episode. There's nothing wrong with that. But just understand that hard work ain't easy. If it's easy, then what you did was not hard work. Don't fool yourself. You can tell anybody else what you want to tell them. Just make sure you're not fooling yourself. See, doing better and continuously getting better, that's going to take a whole lot of effort. That just makes sense, right? To continuously get better on a consistent basis, maybe that's your process, that's your system, that is going to take a lot of effort because, especially rather, if you're someone who's winning already. If you are winning and succeeding right now, to get better from where you are, to go to an even higher level than where you are, that's going to take more effort than a person who's kind of just okay or a person who's a bum at doing the same thing you do. For them to get better, it won't even take that much effort because they're so terrible now, just anything will make them better. But a person who's already on top, a person who's already doing great, a person who is already flourishing, for you to take it to the next level, that's going to take a whole lot of energy. It's going to take a whole lot of time, may take some money. It's going to take a huge investment, a huge will push from you, a huge will push from anyone around you. I remember Michael Jordan, again, using Jordan as an example. As the Bulls kept winning championships in the 1990s, he could have stayed retired after 1993. He had his championships. He could have not really pushed himself to be so great again. after the 1995 playoffs when he came back in the middle of the season and they lost in the playoffs. He could have just said, okay, I'm good. I won my three championships. I'm still the best player out here. Nobody else is playing has won three championships in a row. But he decided to push himself to an even higher level. And I was listening to a Tony Robbins tape once, and he talked about meeting Michael. This is back in the 90s, and he asked Michael, what makes you so good? And Michael said, listen, I don't compare myself to other people. I don't measure my game against the other players in the NBA. I measure my game against what my best could possibly be. That's my standard. My standard is not what anybody else is doing. My standard is not how many points did this guy on another team score in the game the previous night. Let me see if I can try to beat it. Maybe he would do that, but that wasn't his standard. His standard was, what am I capable of and what do I need to do to push myself there? And because he was measuring himself against himself and not against other people, the complacency never set in for Mike. He didn't get complacent because he wasn't looking at other guys and saying, how can I be better than them? Okay, I'm better than them. I'm good. See, that's what a lot of people do. People who get pushed by example, that's what they do because they're looking at the example of someone else instead of looking at the example of themselves. This is where I could be. This is who I could be. How do I push myself to get to that level where I could be as a person rather than beating what somebody else is? Because beating somebody else may only be 50% of your capacity. You may only need to stretch yourself to 81% of what you're capable of to beat everyone you can see around you. Maybe everyone who even exists doing what you do. Does that mean that's where you stop? Because you beat everybody. I mean, that's a pretty good reason. That's a pretty good explanation for why you're not pushing yourself anymore because you're already better than everybody else. Can you find a reason to push yourself to an even higher level? That's an open question that I'm just going to leave there for you to address for yourself. It takes a lot of effort to continuously get better, especially when you're already good. But it's not supposed to be easy. This is why almost every human being, even the great ones, had their periods of stagnation and going backwards. Michael had his period. He stagnated around 1993, said, I don't have a challenge in basketball. I'm going to go do something else. Because he couldn't find anything to measure himself. There were no players, even though he kept measuring himself against himself. Eventually, he said, well, I'm beating everybody here. There was no mental push for him to push myself to a higher level because there's no challenge. Everybody who was supposed to be a challenge, I beat them pretty handily. I beat them. I need to find a new challenge. So when he came back and got beat in the playoffs, when he wasn't even in basketball shape, that became the challenge for him. And he said, okay, now I could do it three more times. And he did it. Question is, are you willing to push yourself? Are you willing to have somebody push you? Do you have anyone? Do you have a standard that is based on your possible best? Not on what anybody else is doing. Not even what someone else gave you arbitrarily, but what your possible best is. What are you measuring yourself against? It's mentally taxing, people. I want to make sure I'm putting all these disclaimers in there. It is mentally taxing to continue to push yourself when there is nothing tangible in your environment pushing against you. For you to just say, okay, I'm already number one here. Maybe I'm the only one here. Maybe I don't even know if anyone else even knows what I'm doing here. But I'm going to continue to push myself, continue to produce, continue to raise my standard and raise my levels over and over, even though there's nothing to compare myself to outside of me. That is mentally taxing. That is hard work. And I'm telling you this so that you're mentally prepared for it. See, this podcast is not about giving you a hack. I'm not giving you life hacks, things that shortcut the process of you getting better. I'm not giving you some tip that's going to make it easy for you to do everything that you want to do and be who you want to be. I'm telling you everything up front that you're going to have to put some work in. I'm telling you up front that hard work is not going to be easy. I'm telling you up front that if you're going to take yourself from where you are right now to the next level that you want to get to, whatever that next level may be, maybe you never even thought about the next level, but if you decide at any point that you're going to take yourself to the next level, I'm telling you right now that what you're doing right now today ain't going to be enough. The question is, now that you know that it's not going to be smooth, are you still willing to go there? And it's one thing to say it, it's a whole other thing to do it. Let's recap today's topic, which is, it is not hard work if it's comfortable. Point number one, going to your next level means what you are doing right now is not enough. And if it was, you would already be at that next level. Number two, fighting complacency. You need people around you, one person, a million people who are better than you. Hopefully you find someone who will push you by demand, someone who can come to you and tell you exactly what to do, when to do it, where, why, and how to do it. And you have to follow that person. Hopefully you can find that. I'm not so much trusting in people being pushed by example. Because being pushed by example is kind of optional. You can choose to look at an example, or you could also choose to ignore it. So don't say that nobody ever told you that. Number three, hard work ain't easy, people. Getting to a higher level takes a whole lot of effort, especially if you're already at a high level. This is why many people, even the great ones, had their periods of stagnation, periods of going backwards, periods where maybe they're burned out. They got to find a new inspiration to get to where they get to. Almost any great person you can think of had that period of stagnation kind of going backwards, because it is mentally taxing to keep getting better, especially if you don't find you have any competitors. I'm telling you this up front so you're mentally prepared for it. Don't expect it to be smooth. Don't expect it to be easy, because again, hard work ain't easy. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.